introduciendo a DJ Ceviche.
Pero ven acá, muchacho, ¿y para qué tú quieres tanta novia?
Me la voy a llevar la toa con VIP, un VIP, ey. Saluden a Titi, vamos a tirar un selfie. Say cheese, ey, que sonríe.
Buenos días and welcome back to The Morning Buzz. I'm your host, DJ Ceviche, better known as Navy Senior Apprentice Anthony Garo. It is now 8:08, and in the studio here we have joining us is Kratos' very own DJ RP, also known as Mr. Graves.
Buenos días,
¿cómo estás?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y tú?
Estoy bien. En esta entrevista contigo.
¿Qué día de la semana es hoy, eh?
¿Qué día de la semana hoy es? Miércoles.
Miércoles, sí, sí. Oh, ring the bell. We did it.
I didn't know you knew Spanish.
Huh?
I didn't know you knew Spanish.
Oh, you better be careful what you say around me.
No. No.
Un poco. Me hablo español poco.
Oh, no, that's not how you say it.
See, that ruined me. That ruined me for my Italian.
What do you mean? Spanish?
But yeah, because I took a lot of Spanish. You know, all
really?
Through school and even college. And so I got, I could read it and I could speak it a little bit, but my ear is still tuned to Spanish.
So you understand some Italian words that sound like Spanish? But
yeah, but
not.
They don't. The thing. They don't.
They sometimes mean the same thing. I'll notice it.
It's very close. It's very similar. And so, but my between my brain, my ears, and my mouth, it comes out with a Spanish pronunciation.
So you'll speak Spanish to somebody who's speaking Italian.
And they usually got it. They go, okay, fine. Bueno.
At least he knows like little things. You know?
At least a little. You
okay.
Know, I'm not fluent or anything like that, but yeah, I got a little bit in there. I would like to be, and that's one of my goals when I get back to Estados Unidos.
Oh,
is
really?
To get more mucho fluente.
You better come back and we're going to speak Spanish.
We'll come back and do a whole program in Espanol. It will be great. Now, one thing I did notice when we were in Spain, in Andalusia, you know, they have the Andalusian pronunciation where they have the TH sound. And I remember.
Wait, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Our teacher, you know, back in high school, she told us about that. You know, they have that th sound in there. So, and we noticed that when we were in Andalusia. You know, they did do that. And we were just, whoa.
It's crazy, yeah.
I know. I've heard about this. So
it's all different accents.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's the dialects.
Maybe.
The dialects that kind of throw you off. Like here in Sicily, you come in thinking, okay, I know Italian, but then you find out they're throwing in Sicilian.
Yeah, it's sort of weird. It's like a habit. And hold on, Mr. Graves.
No.
Speaking of habits.
We're not speaking of habits.
We're transitioning to our question of the day that we have to ask.
Okay, what is your question of the day?
What is your healthy habit?
Breathing?
You told me that. I said, if you said breathing, I'm going to say blinking.
And you said blinking. Good for you. Breathing and blinking. That sounds like some kind of, I don't know, comedy routine. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, breathing and blinking here with you this morning.
We got to be the duo.
Got to be the duo.
All right.
The duo.
And this duo is going to be talking about upcoming Credo events later on.
Yeah.
You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. And that was Stand by R.E.M.
Hey.
And here we are with, well, everybody knows, the legend, Mr. Graves,
oh, oh
of course,
gosh.
Talking
oh
about
gosh.
The upcoming Credo program.
We're talking about Credo. Yes,
yeah.
We are. And I got a thing here that's got all the stuff happening, and I'm having to read it. And I want you to try to picture the studio right now. It's like pitch black in here. If you've seen the movie Pitch Black, it's kind of what it's like.
I
right
love
now.
It.
And so you can imagine when you turn a light on, it's creatures coming at you. And so that's kind of what it's like in here. And they do have some Christmas lights still up. And I'm trying to read by the glow of the Christmas lights here. So let's see what I got. Okay, Credo programs. Oh, today, 15:30. over at the SEAT classroom, the SEAT classroom, that is behind the hospital. It's not the water treatment plant, so don't go to the water treatment plant. That's not going to happen. But it's the SEAT classroom at 1530, and we're going to do about a 20-minute guided meditation. So this is a thing we're going to do for the next three Wednesdays, I believe that's what I got here. So this Wednesday, next Wednesday, and then the 26th will be the last one, but 1530 over there. So come join us. If you've done meditation before, you'll know what to expect. And if you haven't, that's fine. It's not a problem. Come by, and we might be able to teach you some of the particulars of the practice of meditation. And then I'm looking here, I got an MER, Marriage Enrichment Retreat, coming up the 28th, the 1st of February, and the 1st and 2nd of March. So that's coming up quick. That's what, 2 weeks? 2 weeks off?
That's scary. Uh-huh. Yeah, February's about to pass, and we're about to reach it.
Yeah, so yeah, it's coming.
2 weeks.
It's coming. So I got this week. And then I'm going off campus to do a retreat, and then I'll be back just in time for that one. So if you're interested in the MER, I believe we still have some seats available. You can go on the Credo Facebook page from Naples, and they've got the registration, what is it, CR something, what do they call them, the little thingy. I'm having a moment here. Anyway, it's like when you go to the restaurant and they don't give you a menu anymore. They give you the little...
Oh, the QR code.
Thank you, the QR code.
I was trying to catch on to that.
There you go. Yeah, it's a QR code. You know, this is old dog learning new language here. Okay. It wasn't bad enough I came from the Army. You know, when I knew all the Army acronyms, I come to the Navy and I have to learn all these new acronyms, and now they spring this QR stuff on me. So, yeah, you can find the QR on the Credo Facebook page, and you can register online. And if you just have questions, you can call the chapel over here at 624-3975.
3975.
So, yeah, that's the RP will probably answer the phone. And they can give you other information about the retreat. But this one is for couples. No kiddos. No kiddos on this one, okay? Can't bring your kids to this one. So, you know, find a babysitter. Bring them over to, one of the DJ's houses and hang out for the weekend. Or they can come here to the station and just hang out for the weekend. So we got that. No, they can't.
No, they cannot.
They can't.
It's going to be
that.
Locked.
Don't do that. Don't jump your kids here. But what we do offer is a free weekend, basically. We cover the lodging, we cover the food, and we got transportation. We'll get you there and back again. It is at a hotel in downtown Catania. I know where it is. I can't tell you because of security reasons. But yeah, there's a beach, but it's not a sandy beach.
It's like the rocky beach.
It's a rocky beach. Okay, so be prepared for the rocky beach down there. So we'll be looking at communication skills. We're going to be looking at the seven habits of successful families, primary colors. We'll be looking at personality. This one's really about getting to know you as individuals, and then how to make those individuals work in a couple, okay, and get those things to work together. So that's coming up on the 28th of Feb through the 2nd of March. And then I got a lot of unit-specific workshops if you'd like for me to come down and do, like, resiliency training, suicide prevention, communication skills, anything like that. Let me know. I've got like 60 different modules that I can pick from. So I'm more than happy to put something together just for your unit. And they usually run about an hour. Okay. That's not bad at all. Even I can stay focused for about an hour, and then that's it. So we got all that coming up here. And then let me see. I've got another Safe Talk coming up, and that's going to be, I think, like in 2 weeks. Okay. We've wrapped these things in with the end docs now.
I've noticed. That was my third Safe Talk when I
was
did
it. Was it really?
Yeah.
That was your third.
Because in A school, they had to do it twice.
Did they really?
It was.
Good for you. Well, you should know what you're doing now.
I'm a Safe Talk certified.
Yes, you are.
I'm a Safe Talker.
So, yeah, there you go. You heard it right from the DJ's mouth. Okay. He's had it three times, and it has not
If I can do it three times, you can do it more than once.
You can do it.
Or at least
you
once.
You can do it.
Yeah.
At least once. At least once. So that's coming up. So that's like at 13:30 on the first Monday of NDOC.
Okay. Oh,
so
yeah.
whenever NDOC is, just show up. You don't have to register for it. What I do ask, if you're not part of the NDOC, if you just come up and let me know. Hey, Mr. Graves, I'm here for the safe talk, and I'm not here in the NDOC. And so I just need to know that. And so that's what I got coming up. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about mental toughness.
Mental toughness. You heard it yourself, guys. Mental toughness. Now we'll be playing Close My Eyes Forever with Ford, Lita, and the legend Ozzy Osbourne.
Cover girl.
And here we are speaking with...
Were you singing?
I was. That's a good song.
That's a good
song. It is really catchy. New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I was around there in that time.
Oh, my God. My son. That was 89? Yeah, I was, that was my last year of seminary. And so our son, he was into all that stuff at that time. So, yeah. The memories. I don't remember a lot of these songs because last year of seminary, it was nuts. I had come back from our internship, and so last year in the classroom, and we were just buried in books. And so I have no idea what was going on in the world out there. So I hear a lot of these songs, and I'm going, I don't even remember any of this stuff.
But look, songs like these, at least they bring back, memories from the past.
Yeah. Horrible memories of tests.
Oh my God, I don't think how horrible.
Yeah, and the finals, we had the orals, and we had to go in and we had three professors in there, and so they would ask all these questions. It was horrible. I didn't care for that.
All right, so.
But we made it because of mental toughness.
That's how we made it. Way to control yourself.
You gotta do that. So the first one we're gonna look at a bunch of them here. Okay, I'm just going to run through the list because it's on my handout here. Talking about controlling yourself, impact what you're able, learning from the past, celebrate others, be positive, impress yourself, and count your blessings. So this first break, we're going to be looking at controlling yourselves. And you can't see the little picture. You can see that. And it's talking about herding cats. You got to learn to control yourself. Life is herding cats out there. How much can you control?
Can't control a cat. Not even one.
Not even one cat. Not even one stinking cat. And I dare you to drive outside the gate and tell me you're in control out there, okay, with the drivers and everything else. I'm coming down this morning. I got a guy in front of me. Okay, and he's slowing down. He's got his blinker on. He's going to turn left. And this guy pulls around from behind me and starts passing both of us. And he's honking. Honk, honk, honk. Here I come. He just goes right by the guy. And the guy's getting ready to turn. And I'm like, what in the world?
What's wrong with these people?
Thank you. Yeah, exactly. What's wrong with these people? So you never know what's going to happen out there. So the best we can do, guys, is just learn to control yourself and the way that you respond to other things. We've been talking a lot about that in the mindfulness classes. We all have a tendency to react to something. We see it, eek, it's a snake. And so, we go through that whole thing. And so what we want to learn to do is give yourself, and this is something we do consciously until we make it a habit. We do it so many times, we make it a habit that we learn not to just react immediately to something, but give yourself just a second to collect yourself. And this is where we talk about the breathing. Do one deep breath, maybe at least just one, or maybe two or three if you can. And we talk about this in suicide prevention. We talk about this in a lot of our classes, stress reduction. It's just taking a moment and taking a deep breath. When you were growing up, maybe you heard count to 10. And the reason you do that is you're allowing the adrenaline that's been pumped into you, that's got you all stirred up and ready for action or whatever, you're allowing that to dissipate just a little bit. And so the amygdala takes over. See, the amygdala is in control right there. So you're just kind of reacting. And so what we want to do is give yourself enough time for the frontal lobe to take over. And that's where you do your rational thinking, and this is where you're analytical and you're logical and all that stuff. And so you go like, eek, it's a snake. Well, you go, well, now they look at it, it's not a snake at all. Okay, it's a garden hose. Okay, and so you find, you know, go, oh, okay. And so you can kind of step down your level, you know, your threat assessment level at that point, okay, and just kind of go back into an even keel mode. So that's what we want to learn to do, is that we can control, oh, here we go. You can control your thoughts and your actions and your responses. That's what we can do. I cannot control you. Boy, for sure I can't do that. You know, or your actions or what, or how you're going to respond.
Yeah, what I say.
It's all you. And so we got to learn to just, what can I do? I can, and I always call it the 5 meter rule. You know, the 5 meters around your foxhole. That's probably the only thing you can influence. And so do the best you can, you know, with what you've got in your little AO, your little area of operations, okay? And so just realize that, and yeah, and just learn to let things go if you can't control them, okay? There's no sense in worrying about it. There's no sense in fretting about it. There's no sense in getting yourself all worked up about that stuff. Just learn to let it go and focus on how you are going to respond to whatever's happening. So that's step number one, learning to control yourself. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about step number two, impact what you are able.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Graves. And remember to take control and listen up, because up next, Shower Me With Your Love by Surface is going to start playing. Beautiful vocals by Mr. Graves.
Was it? I thought it was absolutely fantastic.
I shed a single tear. I don't know if you could see it.
I saw that. I saw that. It rolled right down your cheek.
It made a big impact on me.
It did. Yes, it did. Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's get on with this thing here. What we got now?
We have, speaking of impacts, impact what you are able.
Yeah, yeah, and we were just chatting about that. This and tie this in with the first one, control yourself. Can't control anything else. And then learn to impact what you're able. We were just talking in here about, we were chatting, and you went, oh, no, we've got 10 seconds before we're back on again. And so I was like, okay, fine. And then you started going all, we got to be here by 9 o'clock. And we can't go past 9 o'clock. And they'll come yell at us. And I said, you know what? We're going to lock on the door. We can lock the door.
Lock me in here.
We can just keep going. And, we're impacting what we can, at that point, because we got the lock on our side here. And no, we're not going to do that. So don't
be afraid
of that.
Smooth transition, by the way.
We could. There's a potential there. But learning to impact what you're able. A lot of times, we spin our wheels because we're trying. And I'm not saying you don't try to do things, okay, big things, huge things, gigantic things. But I had a commander one time, a battalion commander, and he used to say, hey, eat a banana one bite at a time. And that's, and so that was kind of one of his little mottos that we all live by. And that's the way we do life, one bite at a time. Don't try to bite off more than you can chew. Don't try to bite off way more and get ahead of yourself. I'm going to say that. But learn about incrementation and about what you got to do from, step one, step two, step three, step four. And so accomplish what you are able and focus on what it is you can do. And I got a quote here from Carl Sagan. I'm not going to read it in Sagan's voice because I can't do it. I'm going to do it. This is my Optimus Prime voice. Who are we if not measured by our impact on others? That's who we are. We're not who we say we are, and we're not who we want to be. We are the sum of the influence and the impact that we have in our lives on others.
How did you do that? That
was
amazing.
There you go. And that was with one breath. And so you got to, learn to put aside what you are unable to do. Okay, so know when and where to expend your energy. Okay, we've only got so much energy, so put it where you can best use it out there. So, you know, looking at life, looking at things that you want to do, find out, you know, where you can make the most impact. Okay, and then move in that direction. And, you know, trying not to frivolously, you know, throw away your energy and all that stuff and waste it on things you can't do anything about. But find out where you can make an impact on something, you know, maybe issues of the day. You know, what can I do, you know, to make a difference in my world and in somebody else's world today? So there you go. Know where to put your focus and your energy. So that wraps that up for today. And when we come back next week, we're going to look at two more of the topics here of mental toughness.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Graves. And speaking of coming back, when we come back, we'll be wrapping things up with Credo. You'll be listening to Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses. So you're talking about the bees?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Are we back? Are we live? Back, are we live on the air?
We were talking about bees earlier.
We are. I tell you, I've been talking about this for a while, about mindfulness and mindful walking going out. I was out yesterday just walking around looking at the trees, and I call them the fuller brush trees. Okay, yeah. Those trees with red, you know, red things on them. Go up and inspect one of those. I just say, just go up and look at one of those and look at the little nodules that are on there. That's what turns into those red brushes, okay? And it was swarming with bees.
Oh, no.
They're all over the place. And so I encourage you, if you want to do something bee-friendly out there for bees, then plant some of those. I think I'm going to do that when I get back to Colorado. I want
You'll
to do
plant through the trees.
Yeah, yeah. We live in a we own the house, but you know, you got a what is it, the homeowners association and all, and they mow the grass, they do all that stuff, so you don't really have a yard. You got like a big common area out there. And what I want to do is go out and plant all these wild flowers that attract bees and stuff and see what happens before
become the ruler of the bees.
I am going to become the bee meister. I will be the bee meister out there, so don't mess with me. I'm going to be Mr. Bee. That's going to be my villain name.
Please spare us, Mr.
Bee. That's the way bee. I want to hear it. I want to hear, please spare us, Mr. Bee.
You're going to be with your own theme song and everything.
Yes, we'll come up with something. Bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee So let's get cracking on these. Oh, cracking. Chock full of nuts for cracking. Here we go. We got Placido, Andrea, Roberta, Angela, Alberto, Gaetano. We got Lorenzo, Carletta, Erica, Biagio, and Mary. And then we got the commissary. We got Sylvie. We got Joey. We got Vince. We got Helen, Katia, David, Nino, 1 and 2, Claudius, Salvo, I'm sorry, Enzo. And then let's see, who else we got? I got my glasses are sliding down. We got Josie, Giacchino, Emanuela, Laura Donna, Milana, Luisa, Azura, Francesca, Maria, and Grazia. Then in the pharmacy, we got Colin, Yvonne, Felix. We got Mitchell, Daniel, Justin, Matthew. And in the library, we got April, Lucia, Amanda, Shatina, and Mike. And then out on the flight line, we have Mr. G and his sidekick, Kevin, out there. So look for Mr. G, the big, huge red truck with all the diving stuff on it. That's him. He's the dive meister. I got to tell you, man.
Yeah, made it known.
Yeah, go out. You want to do some scuba dooba stuff. You know, he's the Scooby Dooby guy. So you go out there and let him drag you around in the water. And then I got John and Anthony. And then up at Region, we got Douglas, Bradley, and Adrian. So good morning, all of you. And consider yourselves shouted at this morning.
Honestly, it'd be an honor if Mr. Graves shouted me out, but I'm on the list.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
Well,
because you're on the air, you're getting shouted at all the time.
I'm doing the shouting.
You are doing shouting.
Thank you so much for coming in today, Mr. Graves. It was really nice having you here.
Thank you. It was delightful to be here this morning. We had some wonderful conversations. We should record those and play them later.
We do actually record them.
Oh, well, then let's play them at a later date and just let the conversations roll.
When you leave, I'll send you every single recording that we have of you.
That's
then
wunderbar.
You can just show it off in Colorado.
Yeah, there we go.
All right. Well, you're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best.